Rishus, Morav Rabbi, Rav Shechta Shalita, Distinguished Rabbonim, Tamid. I'd like to share with you some words of the Maharal Miprag on the parsha we just read. We read about a sulam, a ladder, Mutzav Arzav, Erosho Magima Hashamayma. We know where it begins on the bottom and ends on top. But it's on an angle, as Rashi explains. And the midpoint of that ladder is directly above the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Yes, the Maharal Miprag, and I quote, the kosher, my kedushaso shel emtza sulam, shebeis hamikdash mechuvan kenegda, bishlam arosh sulam, aragli sulam. Okay, the top, the bottom has kedusha, the middle, my chashivas ikah. The Ramban asks the question. Listen to what he answers. His answer is so instructive for each and every one of us. What does it mean? Mutzav Arza Virosha Magiya Shemaima. What does it mean that this ladder spans the entire range from heaven to earth? Explains as follows. Ha'olam atachton kosher be'elyonim. The ladder represents a connection between the upper worlds, the lower worlds. The top half of the ladder represents the upper world, the Shamayim. The lower half of the ladder represents Tachtonim, this world. Generally speaking, these two worlds are separate worlds. There's an upper world and there's a lower world. However, the Beis HaMikdash is a Beis Vaad HaShechina, where a person comes to serve Hashem. Yesh bo shnei atzadim. Misyaches lo elyonim v'tachtonim v'hakol shavim bo. The Beis HaMikdash is the place where we take physical items, meat, bring it as a carbon, wine, flour. We take the most physical items in the world, elevate them, sublimate them, consecrate them, bring them as a carbon Hashem. And in most cases, we even eat the karbonos. It's a mitzvah to eat karbonos, not just a kohen. Every person, you and me, we eat karbonos in the holy city of Yerushalayim, shlomim, etc. V'achaltam lefnei Hashem alokecha. You eat before Hashem. It's an incredible statement. You can take the physical food and consecrate it, elevate it. When you eat it, it's a spiritual experience. This is signified by the fact that the midpoint of the sulam is directly mechuvan, directly above the Beis HaMikdash. The Maharal goes further. Quotes a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Hei. Godol Maaseh Tzadikim Yosef Mimaaseh Shamayim Va'aretz. Why? Shamayim Va'aretz Nivra Biyad Achas. He quotes a pasuk in Yeshayah. Af Yodi Yista Aretz V'imini Tipcha Shamayim. My left hand founded the earth, and my right hand created the sky. By Mikdash, as we say every single day, Mikdash Hashem konanu yodecha. Two hands. Ask the Maharal, wait a minute. I see two hands here, and I see two hands there. There it says, yodi yist oretz, you mean the tipcha shamayim, the left hand and the right hand. And there it says, Mikdash Hashem konanu yodecha, two hands. What's the Gemara mean? What do you mean, Shemayim Yosef Nivra Biyad Achas? It's not true. The very positive quote talks about two hands. Explains the Maharal. Elyonim v'tachtonim nivdolim zemizeh u'mischalkim zemizeh. Therefore, the heavens are with the right hand and the earth with the left hand. Because, you know, what's heavenly is right, more important. What's earthly is left, less important. But separate. Separate. Sort of how Hashem created the world. But tzaddikim, who are able to create a Beis HaMikdash, where we can combine both together, konanu yadecha, two hands together, come together to create a meeting of heaven and earth. The middle of the ladder, directly above Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, it's even a higher madrega, a higher level, explains the Maral Miprag. Beis HaMikdash is Shnei Adayim, Shukol al HaKol, HaChibur Bein Elyon Betachtonim, together. The words of the Maharal echo in the Gemara in Masechta Menachos. Some of you may know one of the musicians, the Jewish musicians, put it to song. I'm not an expert. Maybe it's Shweki. I'm not sure exactly who it is. You'll tell me. The Gemara is in Masechta Menachos. Gemara says as follows. Yavo Yedid, who is it? Shweki? Oh, I got it right. Baruch Hashem. We're not going to play that song tonight. That's not my range. Yavo Yedid, Ben Yedid, V'Yivna Yedid, Li Yedid, V'Chakosh Yedid, V'Skabibo Yedidin. Strange Gemara. What is the Gemara talking about? Yavi Yedid, Shlomo HaMelech, Ben Yedid, Avraham Avinu, Yibni Yedid, Beis HaMikdash. How do you know? Pasuk in Tehillim. Ma Yedidus, Mishkan Osecha. Li Yedid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bechalka Yedid, Binyamin, Skapu Yedidin, Skal Yisrael. What is this all about? Strange. The answer is based on a comment of the Vilna Gaon, which is quoted by Rabbi Isaac Chover in a note that Deres Eliyahu in Sefer Devarim. The Vilna Gaon figured out what Yedid means. Yedid is very simply Yad Yad. He quoted the Maral who said, Mitash Hashem Konan Yodecha, because two hands are working together to create the Mikdash. The Mikdash is called a Yedid, it's Yad Yad together. Not a right hand separately and a left hand separately, which create heaven and earth. Two hands together, which create the base of Mikdash. We just came from Shabbos. Note the Zmiris, we say, Mayedidus Menuchasech. Obviously, the phrase taken from Mayedidus Mishkan Osecha. And we know Menuchasech refers to the base of Mikdash. Zos Menuchasi, and of course Menuchasi refers to Shabbos. Because Shabbos also, we all came from Shabbos, wherever you were in the 22 yeshivas, one thing is sure, Shabbos the food is good. I won't speak about the rest of the week right now. Shabbos the food is good everywhere. But do you use the food on Shabbos simply to indulge your culinary tastes? Chalila v'chas, what the Rambam calls the Simchas HaKeres, make your belly happy. Shabbos, we eat good food to rise to the level of taking the Gashmias, the bus of the dog and the Cholmat Amim, as we say in Mayadidus, and take it and elevate it. We no longer have a Beis HaMikdash. The closest we get to the Beis HaMikdash is Shabbos. That's from the point of view of the week. The closer we get to the Beis HaMikdash geographically is the holy city of Yerushalayim. And so tonight, Motzoi Shabbos in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. How appropriate it is to look up. Maybe we can see that Sula. We have some kind of special telescope. That Sula, which is Mutzav Arsa, Hiroshima Magi Hashem, directly above us, at the midpoint of that Sula, combining Tachtonim and Velyonim. We dare not have tachtonim without elyonim, that is giving in to the lusts of the world, which is a terrible thing. But for almost all of us, we don't live in a world of elyonim without tachtonim. We have to live, we have to eat, we have to lead lives which are natural lives. But our purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us here for is to elevate the natural life, to make it a life of holiness. But Anshei Kodesh Tiyuni, as the Kotzker said famously, I have enough malachim who are totally spiritual. I want Anshei Kodesh, people who can enjoy some schnitzel with some wings and some fries and some rolls and some coke, and at the same time can feel a spiritually high level when doing so. It's a malava malka, it's a mitzvah, it's quoted in the Gemara. It's a mitzvah to eat on Motzoi Shabbos. But it's a greater mitzvah when we come together in Achdus, as we heard, and recognize our responsibility to elevate and to consecrate everything in this world, all that is permissible to us. We are required to utilize it for a higher purpose, to a greater end, to a noble cause. If I may, our yeshiva attempts to inculcate in its Talmidim precisely this life mission. We believe that every Talmud, with no exceptions, everybody in this room has the ability to take the mundane, some call it the secular, and to elevate it. Not to be dragged down by the dregs of society and the impure that surrounds us at every turn, but to take the permissible and to elevate it. To include it in your breadth of vision, which is guided by Torah. And yes, Baruch Hashem, in our yeshiva, there are many Talmidim who devote their lives to learning Torah and teaching Torah. But a significant majority go out into the world with the tools that they amass in our institution. They're able to go out into higher levels of education, into the world of business. They're taught in our yeshiva. We have to be honest. Yaakov Avinu had tzaddik, as the Rambam describes his conduct in this week's parsha. Even when dealing with people who are not tzaddik. And our Talmidim are taught that no matter what the other responsibilities are, that Torah learning, not just Torah observance, Torah learning is a critical and indispensable part of a proper Jewish life. And therefore, whatever field you may have in mind to enter, you can be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. You can elevate whatever you're doing to a higher sphere. People will look at you and say, as the Gemara puts it in Masechta Yuma, someone who's Maso, Matona, Be'amuna, someone who's honest in his business dealings, whatever profession, whatever career, and is Dibura Benachas Mabrios, it's polite. People say about him, Ashrei Oviv Shalim Do Torah, Ashrei Rabo Shalim Do Torah. I speak for Rav Shechel Shlita when I say, the Talmidim that we have, Baruch Hashem, some of them are shared Talmidim, who've gone out into the world, doctors, lawyers, businessmen, accountants, psychologists, you name it. It gives us tremendous nachas. Just as the Talmidim who've gone on to the field of Habotis HaTorah give us tremendous nachas. There's no one right way to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. There's no one right way to elevate the Tachtonim and bring them to the Elyonim. There's no one right way to follow the lesson of the Maral Miprag and to have a Beis HaMikdash shel Mala Mechuvan, the midpoint of the Sulam. Your lives are beginning, your young men, Baruch Hashem. You're beginning in Eretz Yisrael. Some of you had a little slow start, some of you had started earlier, to climb the ladder of Ruchnius, to go higher and higher Madregas each day, each week, each month in the Holy Land for a year or two. You're climbing. And as you climb, you reach a point, you begin to realize not two separate and disjointed parts of life, the Gashmis and the Ruchnius. But rather, it's the Maisit Tzadikim. Konanu Yodecha, together. You did. Yad, yad, together. It's my tefillah that each and every one of you will go on, whatever field you pursue, to Mekad Hashem Shemayim, to be Mechaber the Olamos, as the Maral requires. Even in the world we live in now, in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, it can be done. Let us all daven together. And very soon, in this very city, that Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash Hashem Konan Yodecha, will be returned to us. We no longer have to fear the ravages of war, missiles and rockets, air raids, miklatim. Rather, we will bask in the glory of the Shechina, Sheyivana Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi B'Meher Yomeinu. Amen.